I'm just going through my Google Reader, and I've got 136 things because I didn't check in last night, so it's all of Monday and all of Tuesday up until 7 o'clock. Anyhow, I found an article. It's from BBC News, and basically what's happening is I'll just read the little paragraph. A flood hit Cumbrian town, Workington, split in two by the collapse and closure of its bridges, is to be reconnected. Quote, reconnected with a temporary railway station. And basically, the railway bridge hasn't collapsed, I don't think. And there's one station on the south side of the River Derwent. But the next station north is 4 miles away at Flimby. So Network Rail is building a new station. It's a two-platform station, so it's a full station linked by a footbridge, lighting, a waiting room, and a gravel car park. It'll be built and ready for its passengers by the weekend. And it says Network Rail's going to start on it on Tuesday night, so this evening. Right. Now let's see. Let's see. The floods hit less than a week ago. Okay, so that's less than a week. To Tuesday when when this press release, I'm guessing, went out. To the weekend. So that's under a fortnight. So right. So let's say when people ask to reopen, let's say, Fulbourne Station or build a new station at Chesterton, and it takes years and years and years to get anywhere near a plan for a station. Yes, I know there is a difference between Chesterton Station being several million pounds and a place where it's actually needed. Because I'm guessing on the north side of the Derwent there are so many people. In fact, I've actually had a look at a map, and they're either OpenStreetMap and no one's gone out and surveyed it, which is probably more true. But it looks like there aren't that many houses. I'm probably wrong, and probably someone hasn't surveyed Workington very well. But at least on the day that the bridge collapsed, that bridge with, I'm guessing, the Policeman's Bridge, North Side Bridge, I think. Yes, it was PC Bill Barker. Quite sad about that. Oh well. On the day that that bridge collapsed, OpenStreetMap got changed, and somebody removed the bridge section and said, "Bridge collapsed." Bridge collapsed Friday, whatever of November. That's pretty good. That's up to. Do you think Ordnance Survey removed the bridge from their maps? I don't think so. I think we're one step ahead. Somebody died, but we're one step ahead. That's irrelevant that somebody died. We're one step ahead in the Ordnance Survey, and that's good. But seriously, that's less than 2 weeks. That's a week and a bit to build a railway station. So. Don't try and tell Cambridgeshire County Council, do not try and tell me that it takes several million years to get a railway station built. I know you can do it, but I'm not saying 2 weeks. There is a difference between Cumbria, where basically let's say all of the bridges in Cambridge collapsed for some bizarre reason, like there was a bridge virus or something, but it seemingly it was unaffecting the Fenline Bridge. Yes, you would need to build a bridge at a station at Chesterton, because that's north of the river. That would be your only way to do anything. Unless, how about if all the bridges collapsed except the cycle bridges and the railway bridge? That would be quite funny. That'd be really quite funny. Oh, not all the bridges, just all the bridges within. No, you can. Yeah, no, because hang on, there's a bridge. There's the M11's got a bridge, and the A10's got a bridge by Hoxton Mill. Never mind, just build me just in the station for me, and don't try and. Oh, it takes years of planning and years of this. I know this is kind of an emergency, and that's why it's taking less than 2 weeks, but still, don't try and give me that excuse, because it is feasible. It is feasible.